I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Do I have approval of the minutes of July 1?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, they stand approved as presented. We're waiting for the photographer to come from the paper and then we'll do your presentation, okay? We want her to get a picture. So we'll go on to approval of the agenda. Any changes or corrections to the agenda? No?
No.
The only one I would ask is that when the photographer from the newspaper comes, we'll do PK's presentation so they don't have to sit here all night. Okay, so the agenda stands approved. So we're going to have a public hearing then on ordinance number 2013-09, an ordinance updating current language to reflect borough incorporation and providing for the harbors located within service area 1 only. The limiting of fish cleaning to designated cleaning stations and prohibiting the disposal of fish or animal waste and parts. Is there anyone who would like to speak to that? Hearing none, the public hearing is closed. Second public hearing is on ordinance 2013-10, an ordinance updating chapter 4.04 entitled Purchasing, updating current language to reflect borough incorporation and to provide uniformity between the code and the borough standard specifications manual. Anyone like to speak to that? Then the public hearing is closed. Okay, item C is award a facility structural analysis proposal. Proposals for the structural and mechanical analysis of the Reed Marine Warehouse in the Municipal Building were opened on June 27th. The review committee has recommended the proposal from MRV Architects be awarded and broken down into two phases, a structural analysis for $12,657 as phase one and a mechanical analysis for $12,800 as phase two. Do we do the motion here for the bid award? Yes, we do.
Madam Mayor, I so move to award the facility structural analysis proposal.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Kurt?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
John Hogue?
Yes.
And John Heberle?
Yes.
Okay. Now that's not our
route. Suzanne?
Mm-hmm.
Are you taking pictures tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm wearing three hats.
I figured you might be. Okay. I wanted to verify before I...
Fingers in every pie.
Okay, I am going to skip ahead to first item of the mayor's report then, and I just want to read a little bit of background and then PK can come up. He is going to receive the borough's certificate of appreciation for his lead role in making the yellow cedar Petersburg logo sign that is now mounted on the assembly dais. PK made the sign in shop class using new design equipment furnished by a grant from the U.S. Forest Service. This coming school year, the shop class will be making several non-wood signs for the borough and Forest Service using the new equipment. The borough paid for materials of yellow cedar for the sign and made a donation to the shop class. So PK, you want to come up here in the front? By your beautiful sign.
Minute here.
Get out of the way.
side of it so she can get a picture. Let's see what's good here.
Now remember to smile.
Can you see the sign in there? Yeah. I'm not getting any details. Okay. Okay, and let me read what it says to you. P.K. Bunye, Community Service Certificate of Appreciation from the Petersburg Borough Assembly, in recognition and with great thanks for service and support of our community by construction of a yellow cedar Petersburg sign for display in the Borough Assembly chambers. So there you go, and thank you. Very nice.
Yeah, this isn't a punishment.
Thank you. Okay, we'll scoot on back to bid awards, item D. Award of Community Gymnasium Floor Refinishing Contract. Two companies responded to the Parks and Rec Department's request for proposals to Experienced Gymnasium Floor Refinishing Companies. Experienced. I got it. The department is recommending the job be awarded to Alaskan Industries for the cost of either $32,400 or $35,900 if it is desired to have Petersburg's branded logo installed in the middle of the gymnasium floor. Is there a motion?
Madam Mayor, I move to award the community gym floor refinishing contract to Alaska Industries for the cost of $32,400.
Second.
Okay, discussion. Mr. Hoag.
I would like to hear from Parks and Recreation because it doesn't appear that this is the low bid. So I would like to hear the explanation for the recommendation.
Would you like that here or later on? This is the only time we're talking about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. The reasoning is that the two bids or the two quotes is really more accurate that we received. One was from Alaska Industries, which is the one that you guys are seeing right now, and then the other one is from Kotz Flooring. Kotz Flooring has received a lot of, you know, experience in the home flooring industry, and I've heard a lot of great things about what they've done, especially here in the local area. They're out of Anchorage. My biggest concern is that they don't have a whole lot of experience in the gymnasium flooring industry. Now, Alaska Industries came to me by way of a couple of different things. Number one, they've been the company that has worked on our floor for the last 15 years, so they have experience with the floor itself. They know the ins and outs of what it's doing and what are the concerns are that we have had as a department. The second part to it is that when I made phone calls trying to find as many quotes as I possibly could, I contacted a couple of different companies. One was Robbins Floors, which is a national corporation that does the floors for such groups as the Miami Heat or the Golden State Warriors, et cetera, et cetera. And they actually said, no, we wouldn't do that job, but we would suggest that you contact Alaskan Industries out of Anchorage. I contacted a company out of California. They told me the same thing. I contacted a company out of Seattle. They told me the same thing. Alaska Industries has done the Juno Douglas floor, the high school. They've done the UAS floor. They've done the Ketchikan Rec Center. They've done the Craig High School, Metlakatla. I've contacted most of those schools or groups and asked them how the floor was taken care of, and they've had nothing but glowing praise for Alaskan Industries. For that purpose is why I've pushed that we go with the larger amount. Just because of the experience, the high use of that floor, I want to make sure that it lasts as long as it possibly can.
Thank you, Donnie. Anyone have any other questions or discussion?
I guess two. One is that they, COTS says in their quote that they will meet all the necessary standards, so it seems like they would have some control there. And I also want to discuss the amount for the custom logo, which I think is a nice to do, but I don't see it as an essential. And I wondered about anybody else's thoughts on that.
We're just voting on the amount that doesn't include the logo.
Right. Okay. The motion was to not have the logo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Knott's quote included the logo, did it not?
It did,
not?
Yes.
It, that's correct.
And so if you add that in, your this difference is more significant in mm-hmm. the cost mm-hmm. differential.
That is correct as well.
Has COTS done any flooring of this nature?
They've done two floors that I know of, for sure. I do not know anything above and beyond that.
Did you check with the owners of those floors to see how they're holding up?
I did. They both used a water-based floor versus an oil-based floor. When it was used as water-based a few years ago, the water-based wasn't as good of quality as the oil-based. And so because of that, the feedback wasn't as good. I have not been able to talk to anybody that has used the oil-based through him, though. So it's not a comparison of apples to apples.
How soon do you need to make an award on this?
If we don't do it today, then we will not be able to have a chance to get it done in August, mm-hmm. which is before the school starts, okay. which means that we won't be able to do it until the following summer.
Donnie, if I may, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Part of this is a Rasmussen grant.
Correct.
Correct. You happen to remember what the time frame is on that?
Yeah, we've got time on that.
Okay.
So that's not a concern, Steve.
Okay.
But yes, that is $13,000 of the amount that we put towards this is from a Rasmussen grant.
Okay, anything further? Clerk will call the roll.
Nancy.
Yes.
Sue.
Yes.
John Heberlick.
Yes.
Kurt.
Yes.
John Hogue?
Yes.
And Cindy?
No.
Okay, motion carries 5-1. Visitors' views related to the agenda. Suzanne?
Hi, everybody. I'm Suzanne Ash. I'm with the Arts Council. And I wanted to let everybody know, back in 2010, before I came to town, there was a decision that was brought before the then City Council in regards to some public art over here in Bushman Park. It was going to be part of a centennial expansion of the park and a fountain, and there's some site prep work being done right now, last week and this week. And it's moving forward. The sculpture is done to a certain extent, but it had to get, boxed up, and it's going to be sent down to Montana, I believe it is, and it'll be bronzed, and then when it comes back, it'll be installed right out here. And I'm sure you noticed when you all rolled in today that the fence is gone, and there's some, an outline of where the park is actually going to be expanded. So this is a long, long time project that you folks at the time, the then city voted for, and TRT has devoted or has given a lot of money to, and a lot of folks have given a lot of money to, and a lot of heart has gone into this project, and I just want to see it through. So I kind of picked up the mantle just a few weeks ago, and I just want to see it through.
Great. Thank you.
So
any questions for Suzanne?
Looks great.
It was good to see the outline where it's going to go.
Yeah, it just really became real for me. I was walking my dogs past there earlier today, and it just we've been talking about it and having so many meetings about it, and it just became real at that moment when I saw that, and I was really excited. So, and I've been talking to Eric, and he's just very enthused about this going forward. So hopefully next spring we'll be able to do a dedication, of the new expanded park. So,
Mayor?
Yeah.
How much today does is the borough expected to be contributing to this?
That's a very good question. And what we've done as PAC is we've got a lot of funding behind it right now. And then probably what we'll do for the future is give that fountain to the borough. And then there'll be some cost in terms of maintenance, and I'm looking into that.
Well, I'm concerned that the memo to Jody from the acting chair, whose name I'm not going to butcher.
Joseph Kutzlin.
Thank you. Indicates that the in the past, the previous council voted a $2,500 donation, but then there's an issue somewhere between Public Works and Parks as to what additional costs up front are going to be needed. I'm a little confused on.
When they said council in the letter, they meant arts council, because I read it the same way.
So the borough.
The borough has given, passed through the TRT committee, $17,805 for this project.
But nothing more is needed from the borough?
No one's come to us asking.
Yeah, not at this time. No, and I do understand your question, and I have met with Donnie and Steve and Carl, and we've kind of gone through some of the logistics of how the sculpture is going to be treated once it's installed. And this is a Arts Council baby, and we will, we're going to look out for it. But there will be some sharing of responsibility with Donnie with Parks and Rec, because it's an expansion of an existing park.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Donnie, did you want to say something?
Well, yeah, I just as far as Parks and Recreation is concerned, we think it's a fantastic idea. We love it. When it's kind of been passed on to me, I did have some questions that I think Suzanne's still working on to figure out. One of those being, who will be paying for the cost of power that has to be pulled from past the insurance agency, all the way to the light pole to get power. Actually, for the pump and also for the lights that are going on, that is a cost that is going to be concerned. One that Power and Light has come to me and asked me, so who's actually paying for this? And I have, and that's just something that is still being worked on, as far as I understand.
Yeah, and that without an estimate, I can't say for sure if we have the money right now. I know we do have a significant amount of money for Arts Council, but then we are continuing to do some fundraising, and that will be, an Arts Council item.
Okay, and it sounds like you and Carl and the Arts Council will be getting together and working out some of these details. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Any visitors' views unrelated to the agenda? That would be up to you too, Suzanne. The only visitor tonight. Okay.
I'm really loving the sunshine right now.
Yes. Okay. Report of other officers. Did you have a report? No? Nobody else? Okay. That takes us to the mayor's report, and we've done the first part of that with PK and the nice sign he made for us. Part B is the CAKE Access EIS. A draft purpose and need for the CAKE Access has been completed. Written comment on the draft may be submitted to the Federal Highway Administration by August 5th. The Federal Highway Administration will be taking public comment on the draft in CAKE and Petersburg during the week of July 22nd. So if official assembly comments are to be made, they should be determined at this meeting or a special meeting prior to the August 5th deadline. And since Cindy is chairing that committee, I thought maybe we could get a little update.
I don't know where to start. This is a complicated process, and one of the things that's different about this one, and I've mentioned this before, is that the NEPA process being used for this project is an expedited NEPA process that Congress authorized under the MAP 21 legislation, which is, I believe, the Moving Ahead for Progress in the 21st Century Act. And that act allows the Federal Highway Administration to issue a final EIS and a record of decision at the same time. For actions like the Forest Service, they issue a final EIS, and then there's 30-day wait and a record of decision, and there is a delay before an action is implemented. That's not the case with this. The intent is to expedite the review, the environmental review, and it's supposed to happen within a 4-year time frame, or the agencies themselves can get fined. And so they'll be pushing this process through. There's a couple of things about, I think, a purpose and need statement can be constrained so that you don't have to look at the world. And I think it would behoove Petersburg to look at the purpose and need statement and think about how we could narrow the scope of what will be considered under this EIS. I don't know that that all of the things that are being proposed are things that we want to consider. And because this process is front-loaded, now would be the time to do that. But I don't have any specific recommendation to make at this time. And you're looking at me confused, so ask your question.
Well, when does specific recommendations need to be made?
August 5th?
August 5th is for the purpose and need. And if we narrow the range of what they're considering at this point, that will drive where they go with their analysis.
All right.
And I do think that it's worth making the comment that we don't think the MAP 21 process should be applied, and that is something that an agency can do. We could request that it not be applicable in this situation if we thought more time needed to be allotted, and if there was enough controversy in this process that an expedited process was not warranted.
What's the time difference between expedited and the regular?
Well, I don't know that we want to drag it out that long, but what I was finding online is the average time for review on an environmental review is about 8 years. That's a pretty lengthy process. But I also think that there are enough concerns about what is being proposed in the access project that we don't necessarily want to scurry through it.
Any thoughts, recommendations?
I don't think it should be a one-person recommendation. I think several of us should sit and look at it and think about what we might want to say, and if there are specific concerns.
So do you think we should have a special meeting to work on that, or do you think the committee that you formed earlier should meet and recommend to us?
Well, and that wasn't really a committee, it was an open meeting, and we allowed input. I was a little uncomfortable facilitating it because it's very difficult to say, you know, there are several different processes going on. The mayor is involved in one, and I'm not even entirely sure what that process is. He mentioned it to me. I don't know how they're carrying about their business or how they will make recommendations. And do you have more information on that, Steve?
I can kind of speak to it. It's that one is related to the power line.
Okay.
And you've got different agencies looking at this as almost two separate projects,
right.
Yet in fact they're really linked together. Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with the Juneau DOT person who was in town, and they're still proceeding on the premise that the road will be settled and the power line will kind of come in afterwards and follow wherever the road goes. The northern route is the preferred route by DOT, and it's being pushed by both DOT, and then on the power line side, they're also pushing that northern route.
Right.
Funding that's available is only for the road at this point, and it's about $40 million. And again, I'm quoting the DOT gentleman, he thinks that's enough to do the road, the northern route. So there's a lot of pressure to go that way.
And I guess some of my concern about this when you look at it is that the purpose and needs statement addresses the fact that there is more transportation available during the summertime. In fact, there's daily transportation to regional hubs available in the summertime. When I look at this project logically, there is no way that those roads are going to be maintained in the wintertime to provide the other access that this document says it's going to address. I think we should make a comment. I don't feel comfortable
service.
Being the person to say that for
right.
the borough.
Right.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with Cindy. I mean, this whole thing seems stupid. You know, for a number of reasons. One, we're talking $40 million for a road that, you know, the state never builds anything for what they say they're going to. They can't maintain what they have, so they'll never maintain this or keep it open in the winter. Like I say, we have the transportation options in the summer. And they're talking now at the last SEPA meeting that the power grid would cost $60 million to get in there. So you're talking at least $100 million. SEPA's spending $5 million to do a study of the power line. So now you're at $105 million. You know, this for a town that needed power 20 years ago and needs it now, not, you know, 8 years down the road or whatever. And in this, you know, era, if we couldn't get power, I know they still would like the road, mm-hmm. but Petersburg wouldn't really benefit from it. Kuprinoff hates the idea. Mm-hmm. So we're going through a roadless area, forcing, you know, a road on them. I mean, you know, just one bad thing after another. And if this era we can't get power to a town for less than $105 million, something ain't right. So I just think this whole thing is kind of a waste. And that really isn't a helpful comment as far as putting it in an EIS, but it isn't rational.
And that's part of my the reason that I'm suggesting we might want to comment on their expedited process is I really think this puts the cart before the horse, and either the intertie and the road should be considered at the same time, or the intertie, which is the more critical need, should be addressed first and drive what happens with the road option.
Maybe that should be our comment. Just that.
Yeah, it could be.
Do we want to take action on that tonight, or?
Well, if it's due August 5th, I think we have to.
Mm-hmm. Unless we have a work session.
Yeah.
I am comfortable saying that delegating to you folks, you and John and Vice Mayor, to draft a response on this.
Yeah. With that comment in mind.
Yeah, with that comment in mind.
Yeah.
I don't, to me, if the need is to get lower power cost to cake, it strikes me you could subsidize a lot of diesel purchases for a lot of years.
But the two processes have two stated purposes. The one is power. This one is to provide transportation to regional hubs.
And that, to me, doesn't make any sense, quite frankly.
I don't disagree with you at all.
All right. So how about you folks draft something up along those lines and send it in?
Yeah, one of the concerns is that if you build a road, you're still on Kupernoff Island, you know.
There yeah, how are they going to get anywhere? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense either.
Okay. And we're still not even factoring the cost of the two ferry terminals to use the road, to get to the road.
Right.
So it's
or who's going to sit there and operate the ferries.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's the whole thing doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. But I'd be happy to work on this with someone.
All right.
Okay, Nancy, I guess we'll leave it at that.
Y'all do it. You hear?
Okay, the other item we have to do is to schedule a work session with the hospital board. The hospital and borough representatives and staff members met July 8th to begin discussions on how borough formation may affect hospital funding and governance. Both entities' annual audits will be held within the next month and should be beneficial in future discussions. Once preliminary audit findings are made, the finance officers of each entity will meet. A joint work session between the hospital board and the borough assembly for August 22nd at 9 a.m. is recommended to review the audits and determine what action, if any, should follow. And at this point, it seems we better just wait to set that final meeting until we know we have the information we need. Is that right, Jody? Yeah, okay. All righty, that brings us to the manager's report. No, John?
I would like to say we're going to have the meeting.
Whether we have audit information
yes,
or not.
Yes, I think there's enough decisions that need to start being discussed regarding financing of the hospital, given the preliminary information we've received. To me, it was, you know, we talked to the hospital representatives at that meeting, pointed to this date and time, and I think we should commit to going forward.
Okay, and we have another meeting in between now and then, if anything else comes up.
But it strikes me as we ought to just say that this we're going to go forward with this meeting unless we get this thrown off course.
Okay.
And I would suggest that what came out of the last meeting was that we didn't talk about is they have some investment account, and I would like to see the history of that money being traced, along with a long-term history of their ability to break even or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Steve.
Parks and Rec is preparing for a remodel of the fitness room with some new equipment we've got coming in. The room we closed from July 22nd until approximately the end of August as we get the new equipment set up and installed. Sandy Beach Shelter is continuing. The goal is having it done sometime this fall. Weather's been good, so hopefully we'll keep to that. Ball field restrooms will be closed until further notice. Somebody decided that that was a good place to get rid of firecrackers, and it destroyed one of the toilets. So we are working through trying to find out how much damage is done and try to get repairs done to it. On the request of Bruce Jones in his role as Coast Guard Auxiliary, he contacted me about the potential for using the harbor security boat so that the Coast Guard Auxiliary could go out and do maneuvers, basically. I think there's some advantages to that. We have to work through an MOU to get back to the assembly to make sure that there's nothing in it that no one's uncomfortable with. The boat sits a lot of the time, and we got to make sure we have a plan in place that if they're using it and we need it, that we can deal with that. But I'm trying to set up another meeting with Bruce, with Sandy and Glo, and we'll kind of talk through the details with Bruce to figure out is it something that would benefit both parties. They'll pay for any costs associated with using it and some upgrades, actually, to the electronics on the boat. And because Coast Guard is Homeland Security, we've already gotten permission for them to do it as long as it meets our needs. So
okay.
We'll take a look at it.
Wanted to thank the volunteers in the fire and EMS and search and rescue. I wasn't sure which groups were involved, but they did a couple of Saturdays in June cleaning up and landscaping around Station 1 and the Scow Bay Fire Station. Four new Seine Boat additions to the fleet this year, the Mariah Dawn, St. Teresa, the Maya T, and the Adamant. You get all the names right, Glo?
Yep.
So, congratulations to those folks. Mountain View Manor continues to have waiting lists at both elderly housing and assisted living, with 7 people on each list. So, continuing to keep it full, and it's working well. The state licensing inspection for the manor was on the 25th and 26th of June. Did really well, and found out in that process we were the only assisted living facility to be granted the expansion that we got, which was to expand our assisted living to be able to handle more people. That's pretty critical to us getting the finances up there squared away, because the assisted living brings in a lot more revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Finance is working on rewriting and editing numerous ordinances, the Property Development Fund, solicitors and itinerant merchants, finance department, property tax, and banking and investments. We're also looking at the ordinances that are related to the hospital and the school and how those all interact with the borough. So we are definitely taking full advantage of our borough attorney. There's a borough information property sheet available at the finance office and on the borough website. This is to help collect information voluntarily from property owners outside of Service Area 1. It's basically, you can give us your contact information, anything you know or have on your property, and it allows the assessor to have kind of a leg up on trying to make sure those assessments are as accurate as they possibly can be. Library officially closes its doors in preparation for the move on Friday, July 26th. We don't have a time at this point, but it'll be sometime that afternoon. We'll actually have a kind of a closing party with root beer floats and music that afternoon, sponsored by some of the library folks to kind of commemorate and help them move on with their move and get ready for the new building. Continuing to encourage people, come on in and take some books home with you, as long as you bring them back after we open the new facility. Basically, you can check the books out. You don't have to bring them back until the new facility opens. No late charges on those. Again, as long as you bring them back. Community Development is working on an application for the Renewable Energy Fund Grant. This is one that we got before and that we used it to do some weatherization at the Harbor Shack, the Motor Pool, Scow Bay Fire Hall, several other buildings. So it's something that's worth applying for. We think they mostly paid for that, the new heat pump that we put in the motor pool. So we're going to give it a shot. Maybe we can get the heating system upgraded at the harbor, which is desperately needed. Application to acquire the property from Mental Health and the State of Alaska for property adjacent to Papke's Dock has been filed. So we filed that based on the former action. Downtown paving project, you're all, I'm sure, watching it foot by foot at this point. Good weather, I think, is scheduled all this week, so they should get a lot of concrete poured. They're getting very close to the end. This intersection right here is the toughest of the group, trying to keep one lane open at a time. And we just want to thank everybody for being patient with us. I think they're doing a great job. And
it's the first time I've ever seen a traffic jam in Petersburg.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. What traffic jam?
Yeah. there was a line across the bridge.
Yeah.
It's not a jam.
Sensitive arm.
Just to wait.
Yeah. But everybody's doing really well, including the people doing the flagging. It's been a,
yes.
It's been a great project. It's just, I think everybody will be happy when it's done. The Clausen Museum retaining wall and the site preparation there is mostly done. Retaining wall and the rock fill are finished. A couple of touch-up items, and there's also a change order that we're looking at for some concrete fill in some of the parking areas. So we'll see how that goes. and not sure when the fountain goes back, but we don't want to put it back until we're done with heavy equipment in the area. The water treatment plant upgrades, it is basically substantially complete. This was the project we were a little concerned about getting it done before the canneries got in full operation. We're in good shape. It's done. Thanks to ASRC McGraw and Carl's team up there for keeping an eye on it and making sure it was. At one point, we were considering stopping this project because we were that concerned about it being done on time. And the contractor and Carl's folks really pulled it together and got it done. So it's good stuff. We did have a very large treated water leak on July 8th. Started about midday. It was a mainline rupture out in the muskeg, which is an interesting experience to try to find leaking water in an area that always has water in it. Water tank dropped pretty significantly. They finally found the leak about 9 p.m., just as Chris was getting ready to start telling everybody, turn off your faucets. And they found it and were able to isolate it and get it repaired. No customers lost service. Thanks to Dwayne and Mike at the water department for staying on it until they actually found the leak. It was in an area that we had gone through several times and didn't spot it. And then finally, when it stopped raining long enough at that point, they saw water moving in an area that water shouldn't be moving in, and were able to nail it down. Commingled recycling trial ended on Wednesday of last week. The results will be compiled and analyzed, and Carl will get a report back to everybody when that's done. That's everything I had, unless there's questions.
No questions? Okay, thank you. Busy place here. Under unfinished business, the Juneau appeal of the Petersburg Borough boundaries, the City and Borough of Juneau has asked for an extension of time till July 19th to file its reply brief. For redistricting, the redistricting board has developed a concept plan, which now they have adopted, right? Which we all have here, and you probably have also. Borough's legal counsel has asked if the assembly would authorize a filing of notice with the court that the concept plan is acceptable to Petersburg. The redistricting board is scheduled to adopt the plan by July 14th and present it to the court on the 18th. The administration department for the borough believes the concept plan is a fair representation of compactness and socioeconomic compatibilities within Southeast and recommends that the notice be filed. Maps of the concept plan are provided. So I guess we have to just
a motion?
Just, yeah.
I make a motion.
Alrighty.
That we authorize the filing of a notice with the court that
second.
The concept plan is acceptable.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Motion carries. 6-1. Did you get that, Kurt?
Yep, I did.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Item C is ordinance number 2013-09, the ordinance upgrading the current language to reflect the borough incorporation and providing for harbors located within service area 1 only. In the second reading, do I have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Discussion? Hearing none, then, clerk will call the roll.
Cindy.
Yes.
John Hogue.
Yes.
Sue.
Yes.
John Haberlick.
Yes.
Nancy.
Yes.
And Kurt.
Yes.
Motion carries 6-0.
Madam Mayor.
Yes.
Could we move this to the third reading?
Can't.
Your
charter doesn't want you.
Oh,
we can't do that anymore. Huh?
New charter's
okay.
No fun.
Left us something for next agenda.
Okay.
Moving on then to item D, which is ordinance number 2013-10, an ordinance updating chapter 4.04 entitled Purchasing, updating current language to reflect borough incorporation and to provide uniformity between the code and the borough standard specifications manual in the second reading. The ordinance reflects the standard specifications requirements that were adopted on August 6, 2012, and now outlines the bid and award processes to be used by the borough. The expenditure limits for the department heads and manager have been placed back to their current limits of $5,000 and $30,000, respectively, and the amended ordinance retains the $30,000 competitive bid requirement threshold. A motion?
I'll move.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
John Pogue.
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
John Heberle?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries 6-0. Moving on to new business, item A is resolution number 2013-17, a resolution requesting fiscal year 14 payment in lieu of taxes funding from the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. This should be the last resolution that will be needed to be passed to obtain our annual funding. Now that Petersburg is a borough, the federal funding will come directly to the borough without passing through the state. A motion?
So move.
Second.
Discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Sue?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
John Hogue?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
John Heberle?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Motion carries 6-0. Item B is approval of the interim contract with Petersburg Indian Association for community recycling. Due to increased costs, loss of grant funding, and probable change in the near future to the borough's recycling program, the Public Works Department is requesting to enter into an interim contract with PIA that will help both PIA and the borough. And is there a motion?
I so move.
I'll second.
Okay.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Question. The memo, the cover memo, from Chris to city manager on page 58 of our packet, simply request permission to continue negotiations. I'm a little confused. Does they want to sign a contract or you want to keep talking?
Mr. Hagerman.
We have, thank you, Mayor and the Assembly. We have come to terms. The contract that's in front of you is agreeable to Public Works and to PIA. And
okay.
So we're seeking approval of that contract.
And the yellow funding, the yellow highlighting on it is just the happy parts of it or the ones you pounded out at the last second?
Right. Those are the ones that changed most recently and are the most notable changes in the contract.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Mayor, I have two questions for Carl. One, with the increased cost of this contract, will it pretty much be covered by the monies you save through recycling?
I don't know is the answer that I have to give you right now. The goal, of course, is to divert as much solid waste from that stream as possible to fund this contract and other portions of the sanitation budget. Don't know that that's possible. It depends on what we do with this recycling program. The commingled trial, as Steve mentioned, went very well, and there's a lot of potential there. So that if we do move towards something like that, it will definitely help with that diversion, and the numbers just keep getting better. But I haven't put a fine point on it yet, just getting the numbers. The trial just ended last week, and I've seen the final numbers we just got this afternoon. So I'm going to be putting together a report, and that's something that I will weigh in on in that report so the Assembly has that information.
And the other is, and I think I read it, and I don't remember the date, you are looking at putting this out to an RFP this spring? Or
it's a possibility. It's not a for certain thing. We could, if we come to terms, depending on how the recycling program changes, if it changes, we very well may be happy with PIA service and try and continue on with an extension of the contract. there will have to be further negotiation between now and March if changes to the program are made. So it really depends on what those changes are and if, in fact, they want or need more money to provide the service that we ask them to provide. If we get to that point, then I would probably recommend that we do an RFP and see if there's anybody in the community that can offer some competition.
Yeah, right, I was just looking at the size of it. It seems like that would be the normal process to go to the RFP.
Right. That's something that we can definitely do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything further?
Clerk will call the roll.
And this is to authorize their contract?
Mm-hmm.
John Haberlin?
Yes.
John Hull?
Yes.
Kirk?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
And Cindy?
Yes.
Motion carries 6-2-0. Does anyone have any communications? No? Okay, recognitions? Yes, Sandy.
I would like to thank Jack Slatt for working on the Model A. He works on the Alaska Marine Highway System, and so he's out of town quite a bit. And in the last probably 4 to 6 months on his time off, he's been dedicating that to rebuilding the engine on the Model A. So instead of doing things around his house and spending time with his family, he was donating his time to us. So I'd just like to give him recognition, and anybody who heard and saw the Model A knows it sounds way better than it did before. So thanks, Jack Slatt.
Thank you, Jack Slatt, yes. Anybody else?
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
I would just like to thank Donnie and the volunteer firemen and everybody that did such a great job on the 4th of July events. It was one of the best since I've been here, and I know it was just a tremendous amount of work, and you probably hadn't slept in at least, 3 weeks. But I really appreciate it. Everybody I talked to just had a great time, and the choreographer for the volunteer fire, I think you're ready for Dancing with the Stars. I'm pretty sure.
You would be happy to know that we put that together. Like, the first time we did it all together was during the parade.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. And, of course, our Grand Marshal was our retiring Parks and Rec employee, Judy Forgy, and 25 years.
Yes.
And she said 25 years of no rain on the parade, and boy, she even made it this year. So, yes, thank you. That was a fun day. Fun 3 or 4 days.
Yes.
Anything further?
Move to adjourn.
Okay. Second?
Till